morning, we are blessed with the presence of a great man of God, a prophet of God, a dear friend and brother I love and admire so much. Right here in the studios of Joy 99.7 FM. He's not new to this platform. And once again, we are privileged to be blessed from this fountain. We're going to be drinking from deep wells this morning. And so I have the singular honor to introduce to us the passing and ministry of the head pastor of Family Altar Ministries right here in Accra. I'm talking about no other person than the one and the only prophet Moses Benisan, man of God.
Man of God.
Good to see you.
I'm excited to see you.
Same here, same here, same here, same here. Right. Would need, I understand that your mic is a bit off, so we'll sort that out, and then we'll be hearing the word from Prophet Moses Benisan.
You, oh God, take my praise. Take my praise.
Joy 99.7
FM.
My grateful heart. Oh, take my praise from my grateful heart. Yeah.
It's 9 minutes after the hour of five. I understand it's sorted now. Azabu.
My bishop.
How are we, sir?
We're doing great, and it's always exciting to see you.
Same here, same here, same here, same here. It's been a while, and we miss you. How's the family? How's
the
ministry?
Family, I do well.
We thank God.
And God is doing miracles.
We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Right. We know God has laid a word on your heart. And at such a time as this, it's such a blessing to hear what God has to say through his vessel. And so, man of God, we are ready. Please carry us along, sir.
Thank you. It's always exciting to be with you and your wonderful listeners and those who are watching us on Facebook. Man of God, I believe that we are in the month of November. The year is almost going to a
close, yes.
There are a lot of prayers that have not been answered. A lot of heart desires that have not been granted. A lot of expectations that have not been met. And we have barely few days to end the year. I believe that if there is anything that God is about to do, it has to be a miracle.
True.
I've authored 2 books on miracles. I believe in miracles. In Psalm 77 verse 14, the Bible said, "You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples." You are the God who performs miracles. In other words, once God is involved, miracle must be encountered. You see, there are several situations that will never change until there is a miracle.
True.
And it may seem as though it didn't happen in January. It may seem as though it didn't happen in February. That is why I am saying that what God is about to do is a miracle. What is a miracle? A miracle in biblical context is considered to be an extraordinary event that defies the laws of nature and is known as divine intervention. Miracle is when divinity intervenes in humanity. Miracle is when God put aside the natural and allows the supernatural to happen. When miracles happen, it beats human understanding. When miracles happen, it beats human explanation, because miracle is beyond human capacity. If you can explain it, then it's not a miracle. You see, from a scientific perspective, miracles fall short out, they fall outside empirical evidence and observation, because science deals with data. So when they look at data, they say, okay, because of A, B, C, D, this can happen.
It's a probability, yes.
Because of A, B, C, D, this cannot happen. That is what science deals with. When you go to philosophy, somebody like Hume says that a miracle is a story people took it together, put together to deceive others. So he thinks that there is nothing like miracles. But you see, I have encountered miracles several times that I don't need an empirical evidence to prove the ability of God and what God is able to do, because he has done so many things in my life. Bishop, you see this file? I brought this file specifically because on the night of 25th July 2013, I was involved in a powerful accident. The accident was so heavy. Bishop, on the N1 road, so I was going to an all-night at Dansoman around 12:31 a.m. And I got involved in a serious accident. When the accident happened, the car I was driving, all the airbags blasted. Because an oven bus crossed me, and I just hit it, ran into it, and the car somersaulted. My car didn't somersault, but everything locked, and I could see smoke everywhere in the car. I didn't know what happened. I saw myself outside. And so people rushed in. They were trying to...
You saw yourself outside of...
I was outside of the car.
Physically,
yeah,
body,
physically.
Soul, spirit,
I was
like this.
Not in the car. I was outside of the car.
How you got out,
How I got out, you don't know. I don't know. And I was walking towards the car. So I started walking towards the car. And I saw people trying to force the car open. And I told them that there is nobody in the car. They said, there is somebody in the car. I said, I am the one
who was in the car.
They said, it can't be you. They forced the door open. There was no one. I said, I was the one.
Wow.
So we went to the police station. They gave us the police report. This is the police report. And then the police told us that, okay, after the report, we should go to Mamobi Hospital for medical checkup. So I went to Mamobi Hospital. They showed the evidence of the accident to the doctor. They took my file, went through everything. But I realized that when they were supposed to release me, they were not doing so. The doctors and the nurses were going up and down, up and down. So I asked the nurse, what's going on? He said, they'll get back to me. Eventually, the doctor called me and he said, look, we cannot prove that you were the one in the car. Because from what we have seen, there is no way.
The person in the car.
There is no way it has to be you. No cut on your body. You don't look traumatized? No. The car we've seen, if you were the one driving that car,
something should have happened to you.
Something should have happened to you. So the doctor said, this is the folder. I can't sign it because I cannot prove in court
that you are the
that
one,
you are the one in
who
the,
was in the car.
So look for your own doctor.
Miracle.
Miracles. I believe in miracles. And they gave me the money I paid back. Everything back to me. Say, go and look for your own doctor. Because I believe that he was thinking that maybe someone was driving the car who didn't have document license to drive. So they used me to replace and to swap.
No, but it's a miracle.
It's a miracle. I walked out of that accident. Nothing happened to me. Bishop, I believe in the power of miracle. The Bible said that you are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among your people. That means that there is no miracle without the power of God.
Mm.
And if you're a man of God, you can't do miracle without the power of God. That is why people will go and consult all kinds of things. They want a snake to lick their eyes so they can see and do miracles. But you see, he said it is only God who displays his power among the peoples. So God is the God of miracles. We serve the God of miracles. Miracles have not ended. There are people who believe that miracles ended with the Bible. Miracles have not ended. You see, sometimes we think that miracle has to be something great, powerful. But miracles doesn't need to be mysterious. In the Bible, Hagar tested to drink water. She turned, found water. It was a miracle. In the Bible, Jesus had to feed people. And the ability to feed them was a product of miracle.
Miracle.
There was a widow. Her lunch was a product of miracle. So miracles happen every day in our lives. When you sleep and wake up the next day, it's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
To breathe in and out,
it's a miracle.
It's a miracle. To drive to work and return, it's a miracle. I tell people, it is not the distance that determines how dangerous the journey is. Sometimes we think that, okay, I have to travel to the north, 8 hours driving. Hey, I have to pray. Sometimes you don't need to go that far to be involved in an accident.
Even right in your home.
Even right in your home, there can be accident there. So I tell my people, when I say, who are you? Respond, I am the miracle.
Powerful.
Because we are evidence of God's
miracles,
power and miraculous capabilities.
Jesus.
Now, the question is, when do I need a miracle? When do I need a miracle? Number one, when you are faced with overwhelming challenges. When you face insurmountable challenges or obstacles that you cannot overcome on your own, it is because God is about to do
a miracle.
A miracle.
Yes.
So somebody is listening to me, maybe in the labor ward, and the doctor said that it's very critical.
Critical.
I want you to believe God, because God has set you up for a miracle.
It's a recipe for a miracle.
It's a recipe for a miracle. Number two, when you are desperate, and hopeless, it looks like there is no hope again. Look at Lazarus. The Bible said that he was buried, and Jesus was supposed to come before he was buried, before he died. But Jesus said to them, this sickness is not unto death.
Yet he died.
He died. And then Jesus comes 4 days later. The reason is that in Israel, when somebody dies, they don't bury the person at once. Because they don't have what it takes to determine whether the person is in coma, the person has fainted, or it is death. So when you die, they will leave you in your room for 3 days. Everyone who is dead, after 3 days, you should be smelling and stinking. Remember, when Jesus told them to roll the stone, they said by this time he was stinking. How did they know? Because they smelled it before they buried
him. Before they buried him.
So they smelled the guy was stinking on the third day. So the fourth day, they arranged his funeral, buried him. Jesus waited until everybody concluded that this one
is
not a coma. It's not fainting.
He's dead.
It is not pretense. It is dead. He died. You see, that he comes and he said that, have I not told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? You see, God doesn't do miracles because of me or because of you. God doesn't perform miracles because of the receiver or because of the performer.
Ah.
No. It's not about you, the pastor. It's not about you, the one who is doing the miracle. It's not about you. It's about the glory of
His
God.
His glory.
It's the glory of God. So there will be no miracle until your motives are right, that this miracle, Father, let it bring glory to you.
To you.
The reason why you are believing God for miracle is not happening is because you have not resolved this issue in your heart. You say, God, do it so that the people in my house will know that me too, I am powerful. God, do it that the people around me, that my enemies will know. No, it's all about you and not about the glory of God.
That's where we miss it.
That's where we miss it. That's where we miss it. That's why, because miracles are about the glory of God. Listen, the Bible said that he was born blind. Hmm. And then they asked Jesus, who sinned?
Is it his father?
Is it his father?
Mother.
Or his mother?
Or because, he himself.
Or he himself. It has to be somebody, somebody who sinned. You see, this is a human mentality. When something is not going well in your life, they conclude you have sinned. There's something wrong with you. Then they begin to use that. Whatever they believe is wrong with you becomes your identity. So if they think that it's because of your pride, they say, we said it. You are arrogant and proud. That becomes the identity they place on you. It becomes the label they imposed on you. They say, who sinned? You know, they believed in incarnation. And they believe that when you come, the first time you come, if you did wicked things, when you are coming back,
you come to pay for it.
You come to pay for it. So you can come as a cripple, or you can come blind, or you can come with all kinds of health complications and issues. So they want to know who sinned. Is it him or somebody? Jesus said, none sinned. Nobody sinned. It's not the father. It's not the mother. It's not him either. He said, it is so.
For the glory of the Lord.
For the glory of God,
Jesus,
to be revealed. So sometimes God set us up to reveal his glory through miraculous occurrences.
Powerful.
I am ready for a miracle.
Oh, I am.
So, man of God. Yeah, so desperation and hopelessness bring us to the point of miracles. Number three, when you run out of every option. Sometimes we have too many options. That's why God does not intervene. God waits until
you've run out of options.
You've run off every option. You've called all the people you can call. You have gone to all the offices you can go. And it looks like still nothing is happening. When it happens like that, the Bible says that when you find yourself in a situation with limited or no option, it can indicate a need for a miracle. This could be a job problem. This could be a situation in your health. This could be a marital issue. Psalm 107 verse 27 to 29. The Bible says, they reel to and fro and stagger like drunken men and are at their wit end. Wit end means that you've done everything possibly you could. You've done everything. There is nothing more to do. They were at their wit's end. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress. Listen, this morning God said, I should tell you that he is about to bring you out of your distress.
Amen.
God is about to turn your story around. You see, sometimes the only thing, the only evidence you have to show is the miracle that God has done in your life. The Bible says, if it has not been for the Lord on our side, Israel say it. Bishop, we are fasting for 14 days. And the theme is, I believe in miracles.
Miracles, powerful.
I believe in miracles. But you see, I want to lay out the practical steps you must take to receive a miracle. Number one, forgiveness. No, you're thinking I will talk about aggressive prayers and sweating. No. You see, the power of your prayer is not determined by how much you can sweat. It is about what is in your heart.
Yeah.
Jesus said, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. So, forgive people. Maybe your father has done something to you. Maybe your mother. Maybe there is something you are holding against somebody. You see, he said before you pray, forgive. For forgiveness. If you need a miracle, forgive everyone who has offended you. Don't delay on this. Don't delay. Hurry up. Some people, you have to call them and tell them that I've forgiven you. Number two, you need a prayer partner. The Bible said in Matthew 18, verse 18 to 20, it said, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. It is called prayer of agreement. Who is it that is in agreement with you? The Bible said one shall put to flight 1,000, but two, 10,000. Two are better than one. Everybody needs one person. At least that one person, you know that when I call them, they will stand with me in prayer. Because where we are now, a lot of people are not honest and truthful. I used to work with a young man, and somebody would call him from Germany. So, Sofo, kai mi onpa, mo se mi jina chia se se ya.
Obwa so.
Obwa. Ochoba. He's at a chop bar eating. He's at chop bar eating fufu. He said, me chin koma ma, I'm fasting for you. It's a lie. Bishop, how many times somebody will not call you? Do you pray for me? I pray for you.
I pray for you.
But well, you need one person.
Someone to stand with you.
To stand with you in prayer. Number three. You need a covenant. You need to walk in covenant with God. You need a miracle. Walk in covenant with God. Bishop, 2023, my wedding, 2nd September. When we were fixing the date, I remember very well, at the underbridge, we looked at the weather forecast. It tells us zero rainfall. So we booked the date on that day. The day came, all of a sudden, the weather changed. As early as 5 a.m., because on my wedding day, I went to the gym. So I left 5 a.m. to go to the gym to exercise. It was drizzling. I said, oh, it will go. By the time I was down from the gym, it started raining. When it was time for the engagement in the morning, the rain toned down. But as soon as we finished the engagement, it rained cat and dogs. On my way to the event center around 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, it was raining heavily. Before I arrived at the underbridge, one of my elders sent me a WhatsApp message. Pastor, you have to pray. Tell your intercessors to pray for you. If not, this rain will embarrass you.
It will ruin your wedding.
It will ruin the wedding. Bishop, the thing hit me. So as soon as I got the message, I told my head of protocol, Felicia, said, check what is the weather forecast. When he checked, it said 0% rainfall. So the forecast say it's not raining, but in reality, it was raining. It was then that it dawned on me, this is an orchestration of the devil to destroy my special day. When I entered the event center, the place, it was flooded. The stage, rain was dripping on the stage. The chairs were all wet. The manager looked at me and I said, it is well. I said, it is not well. I don't need encouragement. It is not well. When it is not well, it is not well. When I entered into the room, they gave us a room. When I entered into the room, I kneeled and I said, God, remember the covenant I have with you. And turn this situation around. Bishop, by the time I was praying, it was about 1 something. Exactly 2 o'clock, the rain stopped. The sun appeared. In few minutes, the place was full. We had a beautiful ceremony. When we were done, the last person left the place around 9:30 p.m. As soon as the last person drove out,
it started raining
again.
Wow.
I believe in miracles.
Miracles happen.
Bishop, I believe that the Bible said that we are for signs and wonders. It is only in the midst of miracles that we reveal the supremacy of God and the miraculous power of God. He said he displays his power. Listen, God wants to display a power in your life today. And I don't know where you are listening from or where you have joined us from. I want you to believe that, listen, this is my day of miracle. If you need a miracle, you don't need to go anywhere. Where you are, right where you are. Jesus said to the man, do you want to be made well? He said, yes, I want to be made well, but there is no one to help me. He said, no. It's not about who will help you or who will not help you. Do you want it? He said, yes. He said, pick up your mat and walk. The man started walking. You know, sometimes we feel like you have to travel to a place like Israel. You have to travel to places, locations, localities, and people. No. You see, if you have faith, you don't need to move around. If you have faith, the miracle is where you are. And so this morning, I came to tell people that God is about to do miracles. And I am also inviting people to join us at East Legon American House for our 14 days of miracle.
Powerful.
Because God is doing miracles.
Miracles.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. We're taking a brief break and we'll be right back right here on Joy 99.7 FM.
Hello Ghana, are you ready for a night of praise like no other? Beauty Praise 2025 is here. A Thanksgiving and worship experience set to lift hearts and unite voices. Join us for an unforgettable night featuring celebrated gospel ministers such as Team Eternity, Kofi Pipra, Daughters of Glorious Jesus, Pastor Ella of ICGC Christ Temple, Pastor Nanama, alongside inspiring speakers and powerful visual arts. This gathering brings together individuals from the beauty industry. Friday 21st November, 6 to 9 p.m. at the ICGC Christ Temple East inside Chadu. Proudly sponsored by Exit Standards, East Cantonment Pharmacy, Black Secret Makeup, Snippets Limited, Senam's Wellness and Spa, Jane M Salon and Spa, Hair Center, Makeup Ghana, powered by First Choice Beauty Salon. For inquiries, 050-734-3159 and 059-646-4217. There'll be free transportation available to and from all locations. Media Partner, Multimedia Group.
For your eye care challenges, look no further. Amasha Partners Limited and Eye Care has it all. Your eyes deserve the best care and quality designer eyeglasses. Amasha Partners and Eye Care undertake the following services. Supply of designer frames, sight testing, supply of lenses, sunglasses, contact lenses, ophthalmologist in attendance, and general treatment. Locate us at La, opposite Trade Fair, Spintex, adjacent ICGC, before Community 18 Junction. Tema Community 1, Meridian Plaza, McCarthy Hill, opposite Benj Lodge, North Carnation, Swan Lake, opposite Green Hand Junction. Achimota on Nadinswa Plaza, first floor. Takrade opposite CBG Bank on Axim Road. Ho opposite Housing Junction. Kumasi Airport Runabout. Kolibu opposite ECG and Kofedra Central Hospital Road. Contact us on 0302-778-827. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
It's the last quarter of 2025 and Anchor Libowise, in partnership with Joy FM and National Theatre, is getting ready with the latest play. And guess what? I bring you exciting news! From now till 16th November, buy early bird tickets for just 250 cedis instead of 300 cedis. And if you are a loyalty card holder, more discounts day for you! Tickets available at our regular outlets on the Rover app and via the call bus short code *365*535#. Remember, our fourth quarter play shows at the National Theatre on the 28th, 29th and 30th of November and the 5th, 6th and 7th of December 2025. Showtimes Friday, Friday 7 p.m., Saturdays 4 and 8 p.m., and Sunday 1, 4 and 8 p.m. Call 050-554-6010 or WhatsApp 050-554-6030 for more details. Brought to you by Korba, Gino Jollof Mix, and M Notify. Roverman Productions, be the difference.
Joy 99.7 FM.
We're listening to Pastor Ato Akwa on Joy Time in His Presence.
We serve a miracle.
All right. God. So we indeed serve a miracle working God.
When he speaks, he works.
As we gravitate towards the end of the year,
everybody say,
we serve a miracle.
Look forward for a miracle.
There is nothing too hard.
Prophet Benny-san has set the tone for us, opening our eyes to truth regarding miracles. And then there's 14 days of prayer and fasting going on. It's that 14 days of miracles.
He's a miracle.
But Benny-san is here, so I'd let him throw light on that, and we'll entreat each and every one of us to be part of this. Ozofo,
my bishop,
has it started already?
It started on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay, that was the 16th.
Yes.
Okay, bishop. So we have some more,
more days
to go. All right, and it's running through to the 30th. Okay.
November.
Okay.
2025.
Okay. Okay.
The evening sessions start from 6 p.m. To 8:30 p.m. We are done.
Okay.
And then, but this morning, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we are having honey service.
Okay.
It's going to be a powerful time of prayer and seeking God for miracle.
Wow.
But let me speak to one young lady online right now. I see a lady called Nana Yabuachi. Nana Yabuachi. Bishop, in the realm of a spirit, I see Pepe. And I see that there is a child. This woman has a child. And if I am, if Father, I thank you. And the child, today is Tuesday, am I right? The
Lord today is Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. The Lord is telling me the child is born on a Tuesday. The child is born on a Tuesday. And we should pray for the child. Because there is something that wants to make life harsh for that child.
Wow.
But I am seeing a wave of the Spirit of God. And the Lord said I should tell her that it's because that child has a great destiny and a powerful destiny. So I see the child will evolve. And so they should let the child go to school as far as that child can go. But I actually pray for scholarship for that child.
Amen.
That God will grant that child a scholarship.
Amen.
There's a woman watching. She's called Janice. Janice, the Lord said I should tell you that the field is ripe. What belongs to you can no longer be taken away from you.
Your son.
Okay, powerful. Yes, I see Janice. Yeah, I think it's yours. And yes, yes. The Lord said, what belongs to you can no longer be taken away from you. It's coming to you. So, Bishop, these 14 days of miracle, we are believing God to do amazing things and powerful things.
Powerful. So, all roads lead to Family Altar Ministries. Don't miss it at all. at all. It's 14 days. It started on Sunday. It's running through to the 30th. Man of God, is there any number to call if anybody wants to be part of this, or social media handles they can get information on?
Yes, you can call me direct. I'm giving you my number direct. 0244-361446.
Okay.
0244-361446. Or you can follow me on Facebook. So